Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others, including guiding the understanding of the language of the Bible and its social themes. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, beginning with verse 28. 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 28. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes that it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E-S-T-E-V-E-N-S, with no space in between. This week is National School Choice Week, and this broadcast is for January the 25th. So on Monday, January the 25th, it's Thank Your Mentor Day. We remember Etta Singer James, and it's Alicia Keys' birthday. Tuesday is Australia Day, Republic Day in India. We remember Robert Higgs, and it's Anita Baker, Kirk Franklin, State of Michigan, and Ty Tribbett's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Mozart. Thursday is Anthony Hamilton, The Dream, J. Cole, Rakim, Rick Ross, and Alan Alda's birthday. Speaking of Anthony Hamilton, he just released a new single called Amen. Friday in theaters, Sia. It's National Puzzle Day. And it's Oprah Winfrey, Adam Lambert, Tom Selleck, Judy Actress Norton's birthday, or Judy Actress Norton Taylor's birthday, rather, and the state of Kansas' birthday. Saturday is TV Special Screen Actors Guild Awards on TBS and TNT, beginning at 8, 7 Central. We remember Gandhi of India's, and it's Christian Bale's birthday. And our last day of January, TV special Celebration of Gospel on BET and I believe also Centric Station, beginning at 8, 7 Central. And family-friendly TV special, the musical, Grease Live on Fox. Time to be announced. It's also Justin Timberlake, Kerry Washington's birthday. So let's say happy birthday to all of the upcoming birthdays and of entertainers in our state. Comedian Tig Notaro and actress wife Stephanie Allen are expecting twins. The couple 3 years wed in October. Jamie Lynn Sigler and baseball player Cutter Dykstra wed January 16 after a nearly three-year-long engagement. They are parents of son Bu. He's age 2. Sister Wives stars Robin and Cody Brown welcomed their second child together, daughter Ariella May, on January the 10th, Diana Agron and Mumford and Son singer Winston Marshall got engaged over the holidays. Kelly Clarkson, pregnant with her second child, will guest judge and perform on American Idol February the 25th. Drake and Kevin Hart will serve as head coaches for USA and Canada, respectively, at the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game in Toronto on February the 12th, Yolanda Foster filed for divorce from husband of 4 years, David, on January 11th, citing irreconcilable differences and is seeking spousal support. The couple separated in November. For our featured career exploration project architect, education needed, associates through a master's and state certification. Wages to be expected, $64,000 and above. Dress code, semi-professional to professional. Family-friendly work schedule, yes. Mostly regular hours, maybe on-call tasks as well. In our prayers box, we have all the East Coast households with the blizzard of 2016, and also on the West Coast, who experienced, I believe, a volcano eruption or something. So let's keep all families in prayer. And congratulations to Mariah Carey, who recently announced her engagement. And the young lady or the little girl that played on The Cosby, she recently wed on New Year's Eve as well. Globally, the faith, major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of His creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. He knows just what I need. With God, I shall achieve. In Jesus' name, my soul says, amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books. In the books are chapters. In the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testament, the first five books of the Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 18, verse 28. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read-along. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or the great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot men, turn thine hand, that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. How about the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening? And about the time of the sun going down, he died. How about that? So the king of Israel died. Continuing with chapter 19, verse 1. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to see God. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Wherefore now, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set up the Levites, and of the priests, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of the Lord, and for controversies, when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, ye shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and ye shall not trespass. And behold, Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all matters of the Lord. And Zebadiah, the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's masters. Also, the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. Continuing with chapter 20. It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from about the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazatama, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God of fathers, of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heaven? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and had built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession. which thou hast given us to inherit. Pausing for a moment. So what's going on is the people of Judah are now forced to be Jews. They're not perhaps the true Jewish people. All of the tribe of Judah have now probably have been forced to become Jews. And so the promised land of Canaan, which was led by Moses, it took 40 years of wandering until they finally got to the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so now, once they got there, their kinfolk and the others in the community didn't want them there. Even when they heard of all the trials and tribulations they had gone through with the king, the Pharaoh of the time, even though it had taken them 40 years, the community and the kinfolk within the area were like, you know, okay, that's good, but, you know, we really don't want you here. But they were like, do you realize how long we suffered under that king? Do you realize that we kept wandering and wandering in the wilderness trying to find this place? And it's a hot and dry land, and perhaps maybe we would have been better off with the king, with the Pharaoh, than now being into the promised land. And continuing with verse 12 of chapter 20. Our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Pausing for a moment. So they're walking in the right path, being focused, relying on God, the one and truly God of all of us. Amen. Continuing with verse 13 of chapter 20. And all of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. So, pausing for a moment again. That's why I often express the Spirit in second rank, and then Jesus within the third rank of the Holy Trinity of God. First God, then the Holy Spirit, and then Jesus. Now, Christian ministers, imams, and rabbis may say the totally opposite, saying the first rank would be God, the second rank would be Jesus, and the third rank would be the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of the Lord. But during the New Monday show, we always express the Holy Trinity as being God, the Holy Spirit, and then Jesus. Now, we are still in the Old Testament. They have prophesied, the seers, the prophets, male and female prophets, or the prophetess, have expressed that there will be a male child that will be coming. But we don't discuss Jesus in reality. He doesn't come to earth until the New Testament. So it's being passed down upon generations that there will be a child, a man child or a male child as we use today, that will be born, that will help the Jews, and that will be from the tribe of Judah. Amen. So continuing with verse 15 of chapter 20. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reasons of this great multitude. There's a song with lyrics that says, be not afraid nor dismayed for whatever tides may be. Now, continuing with verse 15. For the battle is not yours, but God. The battle is not yours. That's other lyrics in gospel singing. The battle isn't yours. It's God's. Verse 16. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for whatever tides may be. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and thou should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Those are additional lyrics in gospel songs that we sing. Continuing with verse 22 of chapter 20, And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And I'm going to stop right there until next time. We'll continue with verse 25 of chapter 20. I know that we're learning much. Let's give praise. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneOnline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.